Welcome to Small Business MBA. Whether you're a new startup or you've been in business for a while, you will know that cash flow is one of the most frustrating topics for a small business owner. The fact of the matter is that our bank accounts very rarely seem to corroborate what we think about our business's standing, and that we always seem to feel like we're behind the money eight ball, so to speak. More than that, month end and account due dates seem to come so much quicker than client payments. This is one of the fundamentals that many business owners struggle with. Cash flow is seen as complex and virtually unmanageable because there is never enough money in the business. But at the heart of it, cash flow management is actually about planning. Now, I know that nothing ever goes according to plan. But sitting down intentionally and thinking through your business has immense value. In fact, I would say that it is indispensable. And this thinking should include forecasts of all your key financial aspects. This starts with your budget, which we looked at in detail a while back. The budget, if done with intent and proper research, will help you to see when your business can expect to go through lean periods. This will help you to either up your sales during this time, cross-sell products, or use the time to work on your business's internal mechanisms so that when the dip ends, you're better prepared to conquer the industry. But the budget is based on your income statement, which makes no distinction between cash and credit, and it's limited in terms of telling you about the liquidity of your business. This is where cash flow forecasts come into play. Inherently, we know that our business's cash and profit positions are generally not the same. We need to take our debtors' and creditors' payments into account first. We need to incorporate all our cash on hand, including petty cash, floats, money in the bank, and even loans available in order to get a true reflection of our cash. We need to then attempt to reconcile what we expect in terms of our inflows and outflows with what we believe will be available to us. I know that it seems complicated, but it really isn't. We already have an excellent source document to work from, which so many of us are obsessed with anyway, namely our bank statement, which nowadays we can access at any time. So, to create our cash flow forecast, we start with looking at our spending patterns. Outflows tend to be more predictable, and we tend to have more control over these. So that is generally an easier place to start. First, look at your overheads or your expenses. These tend to be fairly stable from month to month and tend to be basically on a cash basis. This will already start to give you a picture of what your business needs to bring in just to run the business. Next, we look for the supplier payments we need to make. Most businesses run these on accounts rather than paying cash. So we don't necessarily look at what we need for the coming period, but rather what we have already used and are now liable to pay for. If you recall, we call these creditors. This also includes any repayments on loans and even credit cards that we need to make. This then will give us a complete picture of how much cash we need to bring into the business in order to stay afloat. Then comes the turn of the inflows. This includes any payments that we expect from debtors. Now, we need to pause here for a second and think about how realistic we are in terms of our debtors paying us on time. A key tool that I see many entrepreneurs neglecting is the debtors policy. But from a legal perspective, if we do not have a policy in place, we have little right to demand payment on the terms that we want. If you have been dealing with a client for a while, you know what their payment patterns are as well. So be realistic in terms of when that money will come in. Of course, our inflows will also include any cash sales that we make. Again, you can predict this by looking at your past books. Finally, an inflow that you might want to consider if your cash flow forecast looks grim is loans, as well as the liquidation of assets. Many entrepreneurs believe that loans are a bad thing, but I would rather have a short-term loan that keeps my business afloat than compromise my business itself. Similarly, the sale of assets is a normal part of the business cycle. These are often smarter ways to bring cash in during tough times then devaluing your brand by selling at discounts or providing discounts for early payments. The trick is to try to predict what will happen and then make plans and provisions to ensure that we survive the worst case scenario. Some of the best tools to predict what will happen in our cash flow can be found in our balance sheet. We call these liquidity ratios. I know many of us have nightmares associated with the word ratio, but all a ratio is a relationship between two things. In this case, it's the relationship between our cash and other business areas. The key ratio in this regard is called the current ratio and is calculated simply by dividing your current assets by your current liabilities. What this tells us is basically whether we are able to pay the people we owe using what is easily at our disposal, or whether we would have to sell off fixed assets. However, just a word of caution. If your debtors are high and you do not write off your bad debts, this is an extremely false indicator. It's easier to make plans before the crisis hits. As an example, a bank will not give you a loan when your business is performing poorly, and that includes when you're in a cash flow crisis. So I always advise that you have loans, overdrafts, and guarantees in place for the rainy day when you will need it. It's also important for your business to build up a credit record of its own so that when you're looking to fund your expansion, you have a track record to show that not only to a bank, but to a potential investor. The management of cash, be it from a sales source or a credit source, is a key indicator of your ability as a business owner, as a manager, and as an entrepreneur, and often an important factor in building trust and credibility. But as I started this episode saying, I know that this is not an easy thing to do. I've been there myself. So after the break, I'm joined by a small business finance expert who's assisted many entrepreneurs through cash flow issues and helped them plan their way into more stable and predictable cash flow management. Welcome back to Small Biz MBA. I'm joined by Gerda Herman, who is a small business finance expert, to talk to us about cash flow.
Yes.
Gerda, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Okay, so small businesses and cash flow seem to have a very hectic relationship with each other. Why do you think that is?
I think the main reason is because there's so many different factors that influence cash flow.
Okay.
It depends on whether your debt is paid on time. It depends on the credit terms you get from your suppliers. Mm. It depends on your sales. It depends on the market, if there's price increases in your cost of sales. Mm. So many things influence that is one part of the issue. And the other part is that sometimes entrepreneurs do not understand that there is a distinct difference between profit and cash.
So what is the difference between profit and cash?
Profit is that you generated.
Okay.
So net profit at the end of the day is the value that you've added.
Okay.
To your business, mm-hmm. or your wealth, your personal mm-hmm. wealth. Cash flow, on the other hand, is only a percentage of that.
Okay.
When I say that, I mean, for example, your debtors, say only 30% of your debtors pay on time or in 30 days.
Yeah.
So only 30% theoretically of your net profit will then be your cash inflow
for that month.
Yes.
And I think that's another important distinguishing factor that we need to make, that we're talking about within a given time.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Because the word cash flow should really give it away, the flow. it is a in and a out, and it is a constant flow.
And I think that it's also important for entrepreneurs to understand that there has to be an outflow.
Yes.
There is no business that does not have cash going out of the business.
Yes. If you don't have cash and you're not spending the cash, you are not able to have a business. It literally is, you need to spend the money to make the money.
Okay, and you need to spend, and this is where we often get confused, we need to spend that much to make that much.
Exactly.
That's the business 101. Spend exactly. a little to make a lot.
Yes. If you, the one of the main factors in limiting businesses' growth is when they don't have the cash to buy the supplies to resell them or to pay the person who needs to deliver the service. If you don't have the cash to do that, you cannot sell
Or take advantage of an imminent opportunity. Because,
absolutely.
I mean, sometimes opportunities are time sensitive. And if you don't have the cash to take advantage of that opportunity, that's another one that could have grown your business that you don't have access to.
Yes, an opportunity you had to sit out on. Absolutely.
And I think that's why it's important for entrepreneurs to stop avoiding this issue
yes.
of cash management.
it is not such a thriller that everyone think it is. It is actually very logical. It is a very logical exercise to figure out what you need.
Okay, so let's go through this logical exercise, seeing that we went there.
100%. We mostly refer to it as a cash forecast.
Okay.
So what it basically is we do a cash forecast for a specific period.
Okay.
So the easiest would be maybe to do it for the next 2 weeks or for the next month.
Okay.
But like everything else in business, you need information to be able to make decisions.
Absolutely. And it's important to not base your cash flow forecasts on that beautiful thumbsucking philosophy that
cash,
many of us use.
Cash and thumbsuck don't go together at all.
Okay,
so for a cash forecast, for cash flow cost, what we'll do is we will look at what we know our average expense will be for that month. So say we're working on a monthly cash forecast. So we'll look at our expenses for the month. Then we will include any amounts that we know we ought to pay. So we'll look at our suppliers and all of those that we need to pay within the next month. We'll add that. Then it might be tax season. So we know we need to make a big tax payment.
Okay.
We'll add that. So now we're sitting with an amount that we know needs to flow out. So it's cash we need to pay.
And it's an accurate amount because it's based on information that we have at our disposal.
Yes.
And also, it's amounts that aren't a surprise to us.
Exactly.
Okay.
These cash forecasts, there should not be any surprises in there.
Okay.
Now we know what we need to spend. So now we are looking at what cash are going to come in.
Okay.
So if we know that 30% of our debtors pay
within 30 days.
So we'll take 30% of our debtors book.
Okay.
So that's cash that we are expecting to come in.
Okay.
We are budgeting to have, say, 50,000 Rand cash
in
transactions,
cash sales,
okay. people through the door.
Yeah.
So we'll work on that.
Yeah.
So now we have a cash coming in, a cash flowing out, and the one should preferably be more than the other one.
Well, the in should preferably be more than the out.
Yes, exactly. So, so then we'll be, the end result of that will be what cash is left over.
And I think that the important thing is once we've done this, if that's not the case, if we are looking at a net cash outflow. We know about it and we can start planning for how are we going to still make it to the end of the month intact.
Precisely. It's when we're in a net cash outflow situation, you know you need to pick up sales. You need to maybe look at old assets lying around that you're not using to generate income and sell them.
Yeah.
Please do not sell income generating assets. Because that's only going to worsen it.
If you need it to make money, don't sell it. Okay? And the one other thing is we can actually look at loans, at credit.
Yes.
And I think that a lot of entrepreneurs see credit as a swear word. If this is a short-term issue, for example, you didn't predict how much tax you were going to pay, I would say rather try to borrow the money and stay in business.
You're right. Remember that when you borrow money, mm-hmm. you just need to include that repayment
and
in
the
future,
interest, of course.
And the interest, of course,
yeah.
in future cash forecasts.
Yes.
But if you need the money just to tie you over for a short term, by all means,
mm-hmm.
I always suggest to my entrepreneurs that they secure finance before things get difficult.
Absolutely.
Because when things get difficult is not the time to try and run around and get finance.
But that's when I need it. I mean, if as an entrepreneur, I kind of go, well, you know, why would I borrow before I need it? Why not borrow only when, you know, my business is in a dire situation?
You don't necessarily have to use it.
Okay.
But get the access to it well in advance.
Okay.
So make sure you have access to an overdraft, for example.
Okay.
Don't use it, but have access to it so that you can use it when there's a crisis.
Because, I mean, one of the things that a lot of small business owners don't understand is that when you are in that crisis, even if you are able to secure some sort of a loan, some sort of credit, it's going to be at much worse rates than you could have when things were going well.
Sure, because you are such a much
higher risk
to the bank,
and understand that the bank is also in business. So
yep.
the bank looks at you as are you a potential asset or are you a potential risk?
Exactly, the bank is in the business of making money.
Absolutely. Okay, so Gerda, just your most important tip for entrepreneurs to manage their cash flow.
Okay, I think I've got a few, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have the information available.
Okay.
Know what is your average daily expense.
Okay.
If you have that information, you can do a quick calculation, what we call a basic defense interval.
Oh, I like that. And basic defense interval.
And that is a really useful number to have in the back of your mind.
Okay.
So what it is the cash you've got in your bank and the debtors that you are realistically can expect from them to
yeah.
pay you. So don't include bad debt in there. So it is the cash and the debtors and then any other marketable securities you've got. For example, if you have stock that you
okay.
can trade, some things like that. And then you take that figure, you divide it by your average daily expense.
Okay.
Per day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to be per day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up with a figure that tells you you've got cash for so many days left.
Okay.
So, for example, if your sum gets to 39, that means you have cash available for 39 days should you not make one sale.
Okay. I'm thinking that we are being very, very hopeful in the space of small businesses to talk about 39. I think that most of the time we're talking, you know, 7, 8.
It's important because then you can also look at how long does it take you to initiate a deal up to mm-hmm. when you get your money. So that gives you also a sense of urgency on the sales side. Another tip I can give regarding the cash is to try, and I know it's really difficult, but try to build up a cash reserve.
Build up savings.
I think that it's... In your cash forecast,
mm-hmm.
part of the cash outflow, you actually should include a savings bit in there.
I love that tip. Actually budget for savings and put it not only in your budget, but put it in your cash flow, cash flow forecast as well. Gerda, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Thank you so much for joining me today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
After the break, we'll look at some key tips on how to manage your cash flow. Join us for that. Welcome back to Small Biz MBA. Today we're talking cash flow, and I think one of the most important things that we as business owners need to recognize is the importance of creating what I like to call our cash flow safety bubble. Now, a cash flow safety bubble quite simply means that we understand that things are going to go wrong. Inevitably, there are going to be times when your business is at your net cash loss. So the important thing for us to do is to create a bit of a savings account, if you like, of the cash when we have it available to us. Now, I can hear you laughing and going, a small business with cash available to it? Okay, fine, I get it. We run a tight ship. But there are times when things go well. And rather than running out and getting that new car, getting those new offices, rather than running out and refurnishing the office, I would say let's take a percentage of that and put it into a savings fund for when you are hitting lean times. One of the things that my guest spoke about as well is putting that into your budget, putting it into your income statement, and putting it into your cash flow statement. That way, it actually becomes a normal part of doing business. It becomes a normal part of the way that we run things. And it becomes a normal part of the way that your accountant actually helps you to plan for your future cash flow. When is the right time to do this? Well, I would strongly suggest that the right time to do this is any time that you have a surplus of cash. Of course, it's going to vary. I mean, if you've only made a 10 Rand profit, I'm not suggesting that you need to put 100 Rand into savings. We need to be realistic about what our business needs in order to run itself tomorrow. But nonetheless, it needs to be a factor that we consider when we are planning the next month. Are we waiting for a big order to come in? Are we waiting for a big debt to be paid? If we plan to take of that good fall, so to speak, and put it into our safety account, that helps us when SARS comes knocking and wants their payments, when any penalties are inflicted, and here's the more important thing, when any great opportunities come knocking for you to take advantage of in your industry. I've heard so many entrepreneurs complain about opportunities that have passed them by because they did not have the cash flow to take advantage of it. This is the way that you are planning your business into prosperity, and this is the way that you are working on growing your business by ensuring that you have the right financial policies and processes in place. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope that our tips today have helped you to manage your cash flow better. Until next week, goodbye.